We'll talk to Olamide for a couple of minutes, OZ, and we'll do that right here and right now. And this way he can get back to his meetings at Command Commander's Park in Ashburn. So he's nice enough to join us right here and right now as soon as Maddie gets him all straightened out on the phone there. So we appreciate him coming aboard with us. And he's played an interesting role. All right, we're ready to go. Well, hang on a second. We got to punch him up. Olamide Zaccheaus is joining us right now from Commander's Park in Ashburn in advance of the Chicago Bears and the Washington Commanders. Olamide, it's Chris Russell and Linnell Willingham, good to talk to you. How are you?
I'm good. How you doing?
We're doing great. We appreciate you making some time for us. I know you've got a very busy schedule, so we appreciate you guys squeezing us in. I guess what I would first ask before we get to the Jaden Daniels and Marcus Mariota stuff is you guys are 5-2. Obviously, nothing is easy, but you guys took care of business effectively against the Carolina Panthers. What's the mood? What's the feel like right now? Is it one of satisfaction, or is it one of still, hey man, we still have a ton of work to do, and we haven't really done a whole lot yet?
Yeah, I would say it's just continued grind of just getting better, you know, each day. That's one thing we always preach, no matter what week it is or who we're playing, that we want to just, you know, have the same mindset going into practice, going into each day, going into each game, is to get better from the previous day or previous game.
Oh, Z, what's going on, brothers? Linnell Willingham here. So Marcus Mariota potentially getting the start this weekend, got to play a significant chunk last week. You were his teammate prior in Atlanta. Anything you've noticed from him as a man or as a player from then to now?
Oh, man. I was saying it, you know, to somebody yesterday, but he's one of the best teammates I've ever had, you know, throughout my career, just playing football. And just the type of person that he is. He's super humble. Just how he approaches each day. And, you know, nothing ever changes, no matter the circumstances, you know, whatever is going
on. Did we lose?
And, he's just a really good teammate, really good guy.
You know, it's interesting that you say that, Olamide, because, you know, the book on him was, you know, he had a rough moment in Atlanta, whatever, and people made a big deal out of that. But everybody that I've talked to has said, again, great leader, great, you know, great teammate, great guy to have around. But from a football perspective, he came in, and I know the first series or two were a little helter-skelter on Sunday, but he hadn't taken a lot of practice reps, right, because of the injuries and because of the way the NFL calendar works. But once he got a little oil running through the engine, it didn't seem like you guys skipped a beat. Did it feel that way playing the game on Sunday?
No, it felt normal, felt natural. I think Marcus does a good job of finding a way to prepare, you know, be prepared, you know, throughout the week. You know, it just shows. And, you know, at the end of the day, it just comes down to executing the game plan, you know, at hand. And whoever's in there, you know, we're just trying to execute our game plan that we put in all week.
Ozzy, man, I'm a big fan of your story, man, your football journey, the opportunities that you've carved out for yourself since leaving UVA, being an undersized wide receiver. I think you play the game super hard. But one thing that I always tell folks, man, is your high school football background does such a huge, or plays such a huge part in shaping the mentality that you play with. How did your time at St. Joe's, brother, mold you into the football player that you are right now?
Man, has a huge part in what who I am, not only as a football player but as a person as well. You know, Coach Infante, Gabe Infante, the high school coach there, did a tremendous job of, like, just hounding in certain principles of how to go about life that carry over to the field. And, you know, it's just something that I still live by to this day. And I know there are certain people, certain players in the league that, you know, came through St. Joe's, yep, that can attest to that as well.
Lamine Zaccheaus with us. So the Washington Commanders, as they get ready for the Chicago Bears this Sunday at 4:25. Ozzie, I wanted to ask you this a couple of weeks ago. I think it was the Cleveland game, if memory serves me correct. You famously, I mean, we made a big deal out of it, chased down a loose football from Austin Eckler on a fumble. And I know when I talked to Austin in the locker room after the game, he immediately gave you credit. And then the tape showed something I don't know if I've ever seen. I mean, you must have run 55, 60 yards full sprint to cover a ball, and you were all the way on the other end of the field. Man, I've never seen anybody make a play like that. Like, were you even surprised when you went back and watched it on tape? And I assume your teammates, besides Austin Eckler, loved it and gave you plenty of praise for it.
Yeah, I mean, I've, like I said, you know, my time throughout high school and even college has kind of shaped me to who I am. And, you know, there are times where, you know, just throughout my football career, at, you know, you look back on the film and had somebody been running after the ball or just chasing the ball, that, you know, you would have, you know, recovered a fumble or just been in a position to, you know, just make a play on the ball or just in so many different aspects on defense, offense, special teams, stuff like that. So, it's not surprising, you know, I think if you watch my film, you know, just, that's just who I am. It's just how I'm wired and it's how this team is wired. And, you know, I wasn't the only one running to the ball on that play.
That's true.
I just so happened to recover the fumble, you know, Terry's down there in a block. Luke is right there. You know, I'm running, we have tight ends running, O-line chasing the ball. You know, this is just the DNA of the team. But, you know, I think for me, it's always just been that. It's always been that because I've seen throughout my career how important that is. And all it takes is one time, you know. So I take that lightly. And the whole team doesn't.
They always say in football, man, look. Well, damn, how'd my mic get turned off?
I don't know.
They say in football all the time, brother, you look good, you play good. You've been in Atlanta, decent uniform combinations. You've been in Philadelphia, decent uniform combinations. This black that y'all pulling out Sunday, brother, what is it rank?
It's top two.
It's hard, bro, two. I know.
It's top two, not two. Man, I would, I'm just a player here, you know. But my opinion, you know, we need to break them out a little bit more often. But
yeah, look.
You know, that's just my 2 cents.
I mean, I think it'll look really good once the house lights will be on, but especially once the sun sets, right, which it does a little bit earlier this time, so it'll shine real nice. And hopefully you guys will against the Chicago Bears. This is a tough defense that you guys are going against. Every defense, everybody gets a paycheck, all that stuff, but we know the difference. What is the biggest challenge for you guys, all things considered, and ultimately, does it matter whether it's Jaden or Marcus under center, or are you just doing your thing?
Yeah, I think it just comes down to protecting the ball, and then, like I always say, just executing the game plan, the things that we practice, and then, protecting the ball, execution and turnovers. I think that'll play a big part in the game this Sunday.
Somebody doing something over there?
Who messing with you back there, man?
That's Louvu.
My tribal chief.
He's fun to watch, and you've been fun to watch too. I know you got meetings coming up. It's been great to have you around here. Obviously, you're familiar with DQ and Brian Johnson last year, and Marcus, and so on and so forth. So you're new to us, but we appreciate you making some time for us. I know you guys have some meetings. Good luck this Sunday. Thanks for doing this. Okay.
Of course. I appreciate you guys.
There you go. OZ. That is Lamine Zaccheaus, OZ, joining us here. Thanks to Sam at Commanders PR for making sure that happened for us.